Shalom to all. Today we're learning Maseches Krisos, Parakei, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is bringing learning B'schos Asbas Rachol, Shishi B'zeichet Afayin Ruziv Kagun, Bikarav Mamesh. And now we go back to discussing what we had spoken about previously, namely Asham Taloi. And up until now, we've said that a person is chayav to bring an Asham Taloi if he was Safik over something that he would have to bring a Chatos for. He's not so sure if he was over the Aveira. He would have to bring Asham Taloi until he discovers whether or not he was over. Now in these two Mishnayos, we're going to be discussing the Lav of Me'ila. Me'ila means misappropriating Hekdesh. That's basically when a person uses Hekdesh for their own benefit. They either take money of Hekdesh or they just benefit from Hekdesh. And when a person does his B'shoigeg, he's chayav Karen, Chaimish, and Asham. Karen is the base amount that he had used. Chaimish is an added fifth as a penalty that he has to add on and pay. And Asham is a carbon he would have to bring. It's called an Asham Me'ilois because he was over this. So the Mishnah now tells us, Rabbi Kiva Mechayev al Safik Me'ilois Asham Taloi. Rabbi Kiva Mechayev, if a person was Safik over Me'ila, he would have to bring an Asham Taloi. For example, if he had two pieces of meat in front of him, he thought they were both okay and he ate one of them. Later on, it was discovered that one of those pieces of meat was Hekdesh and he's not so sure which one he ate, so it's a suffix whether or not he was over Me'ila. Rabbi Kiva says he has to bring an Asham Taloi, whereas the Chum Pater and the Chum Pater, and that's because they hold that we only bring an Asham Taloi if a person was suffix over an Aveira, he would have to bring a carbon Chatas for. But here, even if he for sure was over Me'ila, he brings an Asham, not a Chatas, and therefore the Chum Pater him from bringing an Asham. Now we discuss Rabbi Kiva's opinion. Umad Rabbi Kiva, Shein Mevias Milasai, Ashit Zvadaloi, Yavi Ima Asham Vadai. Rabbi Kiva does agree that he's not going to bring his Me'ila, which means he's not going to have to pay either the Karen or the Chaimesh until he knows for sure that he was Iver, and then, besides for bringing the payment, he has to bring another carbon Asham Vadai, which is Asham Me'ilois. Now, Amar Tarfin, Rabbi Tarfin says, Malazeh, maybe Shtei Ashamais. Why would this person have to bring two Ashamais? First, you're telling me that since the person was Safek Iver, Me'ila, he would have to bring an Asham Taloi, and then when he discovers that he actually was Iver, he has to bring another Asham, Asham Me'ilois? That doesn't make sense. Ella, rather, this is what he should do, says Rabbi Tarfin. Yavi Me'ila v'chumsha, he brings the Me'ila, meaning the base amount that he had benefited, and the added fifth, v'yavi asham b'shnei slayim, and then he brings a carbon asham which is worth two slayim, that's the standard asham, and v'yomer he says as follows, im vade ma'alti zu me'ilasi, if I for sure was over me'ila, so this is my me'ila payment to the base of mikdash, v'ze ashami, and this is my carbon asham, v'im safek, but if it's a safek, if I wasn't for sure over, so hamayis nedava, the money that I'm giving is just a present to the base of mikdash, and v'asham taloi, the animal that I'm bringing is just an asham taloi, and why is this a good suggestion? Maybe al hoida, maybe al loy hoida. The same type of animal that he brings for a hoida, meaning for a definite aveira that he did, is the same type of animal that he's bringing on a loy hoida, meaning when he's not so sure. As we had said, it's an asham, asham taloi, asham me'ilois. They're both the same type of animal, and therefore he could just bring one. He doesn't have to bring two. And we move on right into Mishnah Gimel because it's just a continuation of the conversation. Amar le Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva told Rabbi Tarfin, Nirim devarecha. What you're saying makes sense. Be'me'ila ma'uta, where we're talking about a small amount of me'ila. For example, if he benefited, let's say, $10 from Hekdesh. Okay, not a big deal. So he pays me Safik. But Harisha Baal Yadei Safik Me'ila B'meya Mane. Let's say the Safik Me'ila that he was over on was 100 Mane, which is a whopping amount of money. Lo Yafel Lo Shiyavi Asham B'Shtei Slayim V'Al Yavi Safik Me'ila B'meya Mane. Wouldn't it be better for him to bring an Asham that's just worth two Slayim and that's his Asham Taloi, as opposed to doing what you suggested, Reb Tarfin, that he should pay up the entire amount and that would end up being Safik Me'ila of 100 Mane? That's a lot of money to pay just me suffik. Now, bottom line is, says the Mishnah, ha, maidu Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Tarfin b'me'ila mu'etes. Clearly we see that Rabbi Kiva at least does agree to Rabbi Tarfin's suggestion when we're talking about a small amount of me'ila, meaning not so much money. Now, the Mishnah concludes with something similar from the previous Mishnah, ha'isha she'viya chatas o'if suffik. If a woman brought a chatas o'if based off of suffik, meaning she's not so sure whether or not she had a baby that would be mechayiv her to bring a chatas o'if, so she's bringing one just me suffik. So imad shaloi nimlika noidala she'al davadai, if before Malika happened to the bird, which means if before the Kayin cut the back of the bird's neck, which is what's done in the Beis HaMikdash, it turns out that she for sure gave birth, and so she's 100% Chayev Achatas O'ev, Tasena Vadai, it should be done as Achatas Vadai, and that means it's going to be able to be eaten, as opposed to just being burned, because it's a Suffolk. And why is this okay? Shemimenshi Mevia Aloy Hoida, Mevia Al Hoida. The same min, the same type has to be brought, whether she's not 100% sure, or even if she is 100% sure. It's both a bird, it's the same type, and therefore, when she discovers before the Malika that she's actually Chayiv, it could be automatically switched to be a Chatas Vadai instead of a Chatas Safek. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow, continuing with Mishnah Dalin Hey, discussing Me'ila B'Safek. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.